everybody. It's the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1.
Yes, Thursday Queen.
I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Yeah, I am.
Are we still? I just wanted to make sure our listeners do know that we do know that we've been going on and off the air. We are feverishly working on it. We have wonderful, wonderful engineers here at My Talk 107.1 who are making sure that we can deliver our quality program directly to your ear holes.
That explains the scurrying.
There's been a lot of scurrying. There's been some alarming.
And some loud noises.
Some loud noises, but...
Just in here going, oh, okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Doing the stuff.
These are moments when you just go, I'm going to stay out of the way because I know I don't know nothing. Okay. But we will continue to sit here and talk to you and hope that you are hearing the words that are coming out of our mouths. And the words that are coming out of our mouths right now might not make sense to some of the uninitiated because it's the word fine. We're talking about is Brarna.
We got you covered. We'll do all the explaining. Mm-hmm. You just sit tight, sit back, and enjoy the roller coaster of emotions we're all about to go on. Actually, zero emotion is required, yet you will find yourself probably rolling some eyeballs.
Yes.
Okay, so we are now getting the origin story from Bag about Brarna and the D-dubs.
Okay. So you said some words there.
That is Cobra-ese.
Yes, Cobra-ese, which also is a odor-reducing
our new fragrance
spray. Okay.
For that.
So the first word you said was bag.
You do it in the toilet before you go to the bathroom.
Thank
and
you.
Then, like flowers.
Cobra-ese. The first word you said was bag, and that is those are the initials of one Brian Austin Green.
Correct. Ding.
The next thing you said was that he is giving an origin story about Brarna. What is Brarna?
That, as you know, is a publationship. This time consisting of which celebrities, Colleen?
Brian Austin Green and Sharna Burgess.
Yeah, so they've been on this Hot Mess Express publicationship tour for a while now. This is the pièce de résistance. This is the climax, as the French would probably not say. But, or the denouement, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're in some phase of this novel that I don't care to finish, and I'll just probably do that app where they give you the like Cliff's Notes.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the bag about the Brarna and the D-dubs. What's the D-dubs?
That would be the D-W to the T to the S. That would be the Dancing with the Stars.
So basically, Brian Austin Green in Us Weekly is giving us the origin story about the publationship he's in with Sharna Burgess. Because, of course, the two of them will be on the next installment of Dancing with the Stars. That's what all of this means.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love is that it's just, you guys, it just writes itself. We could do this in our sleep, could we not?
Yes. In fact, I'm hoping that we don't do it in our sleep because we talk about it all day long.
Yeah.
I can leave work at work.
It's true. It's true. I cannot. I think about these people constantly and it's I have to talk to my therapist. Why Brian Austin Green wanted to join Dancing with the Stars after dating Sharna Burgess.
Okay, well, let me just tell you what the real truth is that he didn't have a job to do and he needs attention.
Yeah,
but
I was
someone tells me that's not sexy enough.
The translation would be why Brian Austin Green wanted to join Dancing with the Stars, which is why he's dating Sharna Burgess. Mm-hmm. Anyway, quote, it's a really cool way of getting to know her. So, the reason Brian Austin Green wanted to join Dancing with the Stars was because, you know, he just thought it's going to get him closer to his lady. And that's exactly what this article treats us to. So, Us Weekly and other reporters spoke to Brian on Wednesday. I almost sounded like a naughty word, but you get what I'm doing. Okay. Anyway. So, apparently, Brian Austin Green told Us Weekly and others, because they were probably all gathered around. He's like, children gather around. I will give you the origin story of my publication trip.
At a big press conference.
Yeah. Yes. Like professional athletes do. He said that he didn't need any convincing, basically. She didn't need to convince him to join the milestone season, because did you know it's a milestone?
What is the milestone?
30. Season 30.
Okay.
It was something that they talked about. Now, get this. Here is the truth, for once, from a celebrity.
Oh. That is actually a landmark as well.
She didn't need to convince him to join the milestone season.
Or milestone, that's the word I meant.
It was something they talked about when they first met. When we first started dating, says Brian, and we used to laugh about the fact that it would probably just never happen. It just wasn't on our radar at all, either one of us.
Sure, Jan.
Even though we talked about it when we first got together. Okay, anyway, whatever.
Sure.
But then Colleen.
Oh, great.
Then Holly. The offer came in for the season. And the more we just kind of talked about it in general, we realized together, this is just a really unique opportunity. Mm. You know, like I just look at this as a really cool way of understanding who she is professionally and experiencing something that, you know, she's been passionate and done her entire life. It's really just a cool way of getting to know her. And it's, I think, an amazing opportunity for that. So I'm gonna jump right in. What's that smell?
I'm sorry. What is that smell? What is that?
Dookie. The celebrity.
Whiff a poo. Nice try. Thank you for the retroactive storyline, Brian Austin Green.
Yeah, it's so obvious.
It's cute.
I mean, you know, for people who aren't paying attention, this is a great story. And you're going to flip the page and finish your movement and get off the seat and go on with your life, right? Like, it's just going to give you that little bit
don't forget to flush
lie that you're totally, fully on board with engaging in because it's really low stakes. But, you know, for those of us who sit in the crow's nest of pop culture or on the balcony, because we're kind of those two Muppets, Statler and Waldorf.
Yeah.
Yeah. After which a salad was named.
Oh.
And you just are eating popcorn going, I see what you're doing, you guys. Like, this is so obvious that from the moment you guys have been together, and he kind of tells us the truth, right? Does he not? He like,
well, in his lie, he tells us the truth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I mean, at least he's honest in that regard. What make you of these two, like, how on the scale of publicationships do you treat a Brarna?
I mean, let's be honest, like, they clearly do not have a full team, like, for example, Jennifer Lopez does, that is helping try to push the narrative forward, right? So they've got like the Bush League, they've got like the rookie team that's like, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. Tell that story like that.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's just so predictable. It's so predictable.
Oh.
Like you said, it writes itself. We could have all shoehorned this very same storyline into the two of them dancing together on Dancing with the Stars.
Two things. One, don't sell yourself.
There's two things.
Yeah. Number two. No, but two things. One is don't sell yourself short. I honestly think this is just because we have covered these kinds of publicationships for so long that we can see this. Because again, I don't think most people care. Most people don't pay attention. But once you start to unpeel the layers, you're like, oh, now I can just move through the world much more, you know, astutely. So that was number one. Number two, the number two is probably going to happen on the dance floor. What was the number two about these two? Oh, yes. The number two was as follows. In, like, from a Statler and Waldorf judgment perspective, looking at the cast of The Muppets, a.k.a. Dancing with the Stars, and really just publicationships in general, if we viewed this as a performance, I would say they get top marks, and here's why. Think about their opponents in the world of publationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who would their direct opponent be?
Well, it would have to be on the same kind of scale in terms of just their B to C listness.
Yeah, but think about, I'm sorry, I'm leading you in a direction. Think about the obvious person who is very close to Brian Austin Green, or was at one point, who's also in a publication.
Sure, his ex-wife. We call them Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah, Machine Gun Kelly.
And Megan Fox.
Megan Kelly Fox.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Megan Fox.
It's Megan Fox, yeah. But, like, when I put those two side by side, remember how they've kind of had this battle of publationships post-breakup?
Oh, they're totally still doing it. I mean, go on, but yes.
Yeah, no, all I was going to say is that, you know, in judging these two publicationships, I like Brarna more.
Oh, they're definitely
more
likable.
Because Michigan is just very, like,
sex on the table-y.
Yeah, like, they're the, like, you know, it's kind of like Jennifer Aniston and Aniston and Angelina Jolie, and this is a horrible comparison because I hate pitting women against each other, but the world did it, so now I'm just going to show up. I really respect Angelina Jolie, and I really actually would sit down and want to have dinner with Angelina Jolie because the conversations we would have, I think, would be crazy, bizarre, random, but ultimately very fulfilling. That said, I think Jennifer Aniston would just be more fun. And that's just from superficial, judgmenty perspectives that have been warped by, you know, big tabloids for years. But that's how I kind of feel in the same way about Brian Austin Green and Sharna Burgess. They just are likable in a goofy, awkward, like they're trying really hard way. Yeah. But they're also like, they're angling to get on Dancing with the Stars.
Right. They're like a little bit more like good, clean, funny.
Yeah.
And not so crotch grabby and Sex on the Table-y.
I mean, I like a good crotch grab now and then, but I don't need like blood vials and like vampire teeth.
But you know, it's interesting you should bring that up because you're right. They are pitted right in, against each other in as much as today our leading story on the Colleen and Bradley show was the origin story of Brarna dancing together on Dancing with the Stars. Holly brought in the Dirt Alert update the story of are they or are they not engaged of Michigan because Machine Gun Kelly is performing at the VMAs and she's watching him rehearse while dangling a sparkler on her ring finger.
Yeah.
Right. So you see even in real time practical application how the two of them are playing out in the media trying to out-publationship each other. We see you.
Oh, yeah. I think I would rather be in the Brarna experience.
I'd rather hang with Brarna. Yeah. Also, I don't want to sit at any table with Michigan because I'm afraid there's some leftovers anywhere on it. I'm just saying.
Leftovers? Like ham
remember
salad?
Remember yesterday? Well, I don't know what you call it, but what? I'm just saying remember yesterday the whole story was about the table. And oh, wait, that was 2 days ago. You weren't here.
Oh, yeah, you missed that, Brandon.
What happened?
Oh, the story was that Megan Fox posted on Instagram suggesting basically that she and Machine Gun Kelly were having sex on top of a table on their Airbnb.
I mean, I didn't like it when Brian Austin Green was like sitting on Courtney Stodden's lap in a hot tub after Mexican food. But
sounds like a bad idea.
Well, I mean, they did.
I know.
They had to take
I'm just
out
saying, I don't think they had to turn on the hot tub.
That was a self-powered experience. It's the new green way. Okay, anyway, but yeah, the moral of the story is what? That's gross.
We like Brarna better. Yeah. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show...
It's always going to end up with a fart.
It's true. We are going to bring our friend Elizabeth Reese into the chat. She's bringing us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
One and only Elizabeth Reese is here, and with her, she's brought all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert. Hey, Elizabeth.
Well, hello, friend.
Hello, darling.
Jennifer Lawrence is expecting a baby.
Yes, she is.
Isn't this nice? She's pregnant. She's expecting her first child with her husband, who is an art gallery owner. His name is Cook Maroney, and they got married 2 years ago. And then now they're having baby number one. She's 31. He's 37. Seems like an appropriate timeline.
Yeah.
I would suggest a name choice possibility.
Oh.
Boney Maroney. Or Macca Maroney.
Macca Maroney. How about Macaroni Maroney?
Nobody's going to listen to me. I just am going
to
have fun.
You really do have to think through the first name and the last name.
You also have
to think about initials. And
how about Baloney Maroney?
Baloney Maroney.
And the initials would be BM.
Colleen wins.
Thank you.
That's pretty good.
I thought about it all. Right.
When there's doo-doo.
This is going to be a really cute little baby, though. I mean, very exciting for them. This is really wonderful. So there you go. Not everyone is buying the timeline that John Mulaney is putting out in terms of his romance with Olivia Munn and their baby on the way.
Well, we are going to talk about this later in the show, but I'm really glad that somebody actually sniffed that out.
Well, yes.
Because that is exactly the thing that we were talking about a little bit yesterday, or at least alluding to.
Yeah. I mean, now it's also, there's a lot, I think number one is concern for his health because he just recently did a stint in rehab for cocaine and alcohol abuse. Mm-hmm. He's had some tough roads with addiction, and it's all happened like very fast. A lot of change very fast.
Yeah.
So he goes on Seth Meyers' show and he said, I went to rehab in September. I got out in October. I moved out of my home from my ex-wife. He said they'd been married for nearly 7 years, Anna Marie Tendler. John Mulaney went on and said, then in the spring, I went to Los Angeles and met and started to date a wonderful woman named Olivia. Mm-hmm. I got into this relationship that's been really beautiful with someone incredible, and we're having a baby together. But the speculation is that him putting out that timeline, he deliberately did that, and that the timeline is tenuous at best.
It's what we call offering too much information.
Right.
Therefore, you seem
like you're lying.
Yeah, when you're the more details you give, the more obvious. It's so obvious,
right?
You're trying to cover for the real story,
which is the real story, according to many, is that he cheated.
Well, and she has. I mean, she hasn't said that he cheated, but she will tell a different story in terms of when they first intersected.
She was obsessed with him.
Yes.
She was completely obsessed with him. And she would just be like all about how he's the funniest person. He's so funny. And this is all of this. And that was when he was married.
Yeah.
His ex-wife, by the way, has like the most luscious mane of long red hair I've ever seen.
She is absolutely stunningly beautiful.
She is like a ginger superstar, Colleen.
Yeah, I know. I'm here for it.
But that's how your hair would be if you had it grow really long.
My hair does this thing where it stops growing at a certain point.
I don't know.
And it just gives up.
It's like, okay, you're one of these people who's like, I have to get my hair thinned. I have to like shave some of it so that it's just not so thick. And guess what it does? It makes
you crazy.
Feel rage.
I know.
Leah McLean does the same thing. I have to get it thinned out when I go to the salon. I'm like, I can't with you people and your thick hair. Those of us from sad Scandinavian roots with little spindly fine hair.
Elizabeth, the grass is always greener.
That's true.
On the other side.
That's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. People are saying Olivia Munn has a demonstrated history of hanging out with and spending time with SNL guys.
Yes. So
there's no way their paths didn't cross. And there's video of them together in 2017.
Yeah. And she's like actually talked publicly about it. So, yeah, it's fishy at best.
Yeah. Plus, even like when he asked for a divorce and all of that.
And it's also unnecessary. Nobody needs to know any of this. And
that's
the mere
a weird
fact
thing.
That you're going into such detail is like, why are you taking us on this journey that nobody asked for? I mean, again, I know why, and it also just tells us a lot about who you are.
Plus,
and what
it also
doing.
It makes me nervous. It's like I went to rehab, I got out, then I divorced my wife, then I met this person 5 minutes later, and then we started dating, and now we're having a baby. And I'm like, guys, wow, like pump the brakes. Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Yeah,
you guys, this is really sad. Phil Collins says he can barely hold drumsticks.
Cannot.
That
even
his health
have
problems
this
are
conversation.
It's that
Orion
right Seavey lady.
I cannot even talk about this.
He's like, 70 years old.
She threw him over the edge.
He said, I'd love to, in terms of when asked about playing the drums, but you know, I mean, I can barely hold a stick with this hand. Ba-dum, 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 bump, bump. He can't do that.
It's so sad. It's so stinking sad, you guys. When he was here last in concert, he had to sit most of the time. I mean, he's clearly in so much pain.
Yeah.
And it's so unfortunate because, as you guys well know, I believe that Phil Collins is a musical genius.
We are aware of this.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
He is, though.
He is.
Whether he's a genius or not, it is sad. And I just want to know if that lady's out of his house yet.
I think she did get out of his house.
Okay, good. With her strippers.
With her stripper husband.
Yeah. That wasn't a good deal.
Oh, no. That is like putting it mildly.
Real bad deal.
That was not a good deal.
He also fell in his hotel room in 2017 and he went to the hospital. He hit his head on a chair.
Oh, no.
And you know, this is true. As you get older, falls are like the greatest concern.
Yeah.
It's true.
That's why you got to work on your core strength.
True.
We should all do some planks in the
I'm just
going to
walk around in foam.
In foam?
Yeah, like
or
just wrapped
foam.
In foam.
I think that sounds like fun, actually.
Right.
That sounds good. Shailene Woodley. Oh, the kind of funny that I was talking about Olivia Munn, who dated Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Shailene Woodley, now engaged to Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
She has confused fans by posting a photo with baby feet.
Okay, so also, you are like hitting you're batting 1,000 here, Elizabeth Reese, because that's also one of the things we're going to talk about later in the show.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, because it's like, how random is that? And there's no context.
Oh, random?
Context,
just baby feet.
Shailene Woodley,
baby
random?
Feet. She's thinking.
It's so weird.
Interesting.
Now, I will say, I think it's very interesting on the day that the pregnancy
of Olivia Munn comes out.
Well, actually, I was going to say Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, the two of them are like post-apocalyptic twins because of the Divergent series and the Hunger Games.
Off-brand.
Yes. And she was just like, oh, fine, you're having a baby. What if I just have baby feet?
Just random baby feet. Yeah. Baby feet are so cute.
They are.
She's like Jennifer Lawrence who eats dirt.
Know. The Hydrox cookie version.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I would eat a whole bag of those.
Me too. Hey, Elizabeth Reese, thank you.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
When we come back, we're going to solve some pop culture mysteries in the form of blind items after this on My Talk 107.1. We've got some pop culture mysteries to solve on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
Hi. And we like to solve these pop culture mysteries in the form of blind items. Holly brings them to us, and then we try to solve them in this little segment. We call it Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
Ooh, it's always a good day for some celebrity gossip mysteries. Here's our first one. For the first time that NT lawyer can remember, this B-plus list actress with A-plus list name recognition got a no when she asked for tickets to some Fashion Week shows in New York City.
Oh, is that like a Gwyneth?
B-plus list actress with A-plus list name recognition. Is her A-plus list name recognition because of somebody she's married to or...
Somebody she used to be married to.
Katie Holmes.
Oh, good one.
Oh, interesting. That actually is interesting because the thing that she's known for is, you know, walking down the street in fashion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
She's very fashion forward.
Yes. Apparently not anymore.
She was at a New York Fashion Week event and she was wearing ab-revealing cutouts. But filling in the blank, for the first time that NT lawyer can remember, Katie Holmes got a no when she asked for tickets to some Fashion Week shows in New York City.
Interesting.
Yes, so this is an In Style, and I don't even know where she is at the opening of the Vacheron Constantine store.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is. What do they sell there?
It's candles? Too fancy for my taste.
Yeah.
Watches.
Ooh.
And her outfit is... an outfit.
Okay.
All right. Wait, I kind of want to see this now.
All right. I'll put it up in our in the segment. Okay. Well, you know, she's just casual.
She's always out wearing some sort of fashionable experience because she has tried very hard since she left Tom Cruise and probably even before, but certainly we've noticed it since, to rock this like fashion part of herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, this is a look.
It sure is.
It really like falls apart when you get to the K-Swiss shoes, not cheese.
Yeah, I'm stuck up on the like strings everywhere.
Mm-hmm. You know, it feels like
gonna rip.
It does feel like it wants to be very Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah, but instead she ends up looking like a roast.
Yeah. Yeah.
A loose roast.
Yeah, a loose roast.
Shall we move on?
Yes.
Blinded by the item.
Another celebrity gossip mystery. Good job, Colleen and Bradley. Try this one. The disgraced illiterate actress, the publicist for this disgraced illiterate actress, is using the barely there celebrity offspring of the actress to rehabilitate the actress.
Mm.
Every story you see in the upcoming weeks will not focus on the offspring, though. It should be for now. Instead, every story is going to be geared on how a great mom the actress is and in hopes of landing the actress an acting job.
Is this
Lori Loughlin? What?
Oh, yeah, that's not what I was going to say. Lori Loughlin? Oh.
Because I saw a headline this morning that was like Lori Loughlin, you know, being all ever the stage mom or something like that. And I was like, wow, that's an interesting turn. Why are we focusing on Lori Loughlin when Olivia Jade is the one that got the role? on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And we're going to be seeing more of those stories, according to NT Lawyer, because he's saying the publicist for Lori Loughlin is using Olivia Jade Giannulli to rehabilitate Lori Loughlin's career. Because every story you're going to see in the upcoming weeks will not focus on Olivia Jade and Dancing with the Stars. Instead, every story will be geared at how a great mom Lori Loughlin is, and that's all in hopes of landing Lori Loughlin a job.
Mm. Ugh. Also, how old is Olivia Jade? She's like a full adult, right? She's like 20-something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sit down.
Blinded by the item.
No, I mean, I don't think she's 28. Is she?
No. No.
Seems a little old.
I think that she's 20 at the most.
Yeah.
She's 21. So she can go to the bar.
Yeah, she's in her 20s.
She's in her 20s. Yeah. So interesting that it's being positioned that she's just Lori Loughlin's little girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here are the headlines really quick. Olivia Jade reveals how Lori Loughlin is reacting to her Dancing with the Stars casting. And then the next one is Olivia Jade says Lori Loughlin is, quote, in total mom mode. So, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. That is all making sense.
Let's move on to our next celebrity gossip mystery. This permanent A-list actress who played an iconic character wants to quit acting just because she's tired of the promotional game. She hates talking to the press, and after several decades of it, doesn't want to do it anymore. As it is, she turns down as much as she can without making her employers hate her.
Mm. Oh God, that was a lot. Okay, so who are we looking for?
An iconic character.
A permanent A-list actress
who
is famous for playing an iconic character.
Permanent A-list iconic character.
Like, she's only known for the character, or...
No, she's known for other things, but definitely...
Recently known for the character, or is this from a long time ago?
The character was from about 25 years ago.
Oh, God.
But she can't shake the character. We'll always know her as this character, but she's
TV movie?
A TV character.
Oh, it was like a Jennifer Aniston?
Ah. Hmm.
Yeah. So Jennifer Aniston wants to quit acting just because she's tired of the promo game. Jennifer Aniston hates talking to the press, and after several decades of it, she doesn't want to do it anymore. As it is, Jennifer Aniston turns down as much as she can without making her employers hate her.
Wow. That's interesting.
That's an inside look.
No headline kidding. Today, Jennifer Aniston's awkward TV interview leaves viewers cringing.
Ugh. What was it for?
Yeah, I want to know more about that.
She's doing promo for season 2 of The Morning Show.
Yes.
Over on Apple TV Plus.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And apparently she was doing some press on something called The One Show over in the UK. And it looks like things got a little awkward. Haven't watched the clip myself. But she did give a face that said, I'm not here for this.
Ooh, oh, God, this is like the worst, too, because this just feeds the narrative that, you know, especially in shows like this, like it's the least you could do to actually promote what you're there to promote
right. And
do it with a happy face because that's your job.
Right. It does make me wonder what line of questioning they, you know, wandered down that put her in that place. Mm-hmm. Not that it's their fault, right? Like your job as the actor is to field that stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you're there to promote something, but... Mm-hmm. I am curious, like, what it was that was awkward about it. I'll be watching that later. Awkward. Thank you.
Yay!
Blinded by the item.
Nothing like a little secondhand embarrassment from celebrities to make you feel good. Let's solve this next mystery, Colleen and Bradley. This foreign-born A-plus list A-literate actor and his A-minus list wife have frequently said they don't want their kids anywhere near a film set. The acting life is not for their kids, and they will keep them away from it. One wonders then why the kids are in the actor's latest movie, the one where his wife makes a cameo.
Mm.
So we need a foreign-born actor who's got an illiterate name.
Yes.
And obviously the whole family's famous.
The wife is famous. The kids not so much, but they do have children together.
Okay. Foreign-born A-list. Male actor.
Mm-hmm.
Illiterate. Okay.
Mm-hmm. He's famous.
Yep.
We know him.
So, like British famous?
No, British Commonwealth famous.
I know. Doesn't make it any. Oh, are we talking like Australian?
No, mate.
Okay. Are we talking Canada?
Yeah.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then Blake Lively is his wife.
And then Blake Lively.
Thank you.
So, let's fill in the blank here. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively have said they don't want their kids anywhere near a film set, and the acting life isn't for their kids, and they will keep them away from it. But one wonders why the kids are in the actor's latest movie, Ryan Reynolds' movie Free Guy, the one where his wife makes a cameo. Headline, Ryan Reynolds says epic Free Guy cameo was entirely wife Blake Lively's idea.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I've never trusted them, mostly because Enty does not like Ryan Reynolds at all. So if you believe what he has to say about Ryan Reynolds, it makes all the stories about Ryan Reynolds seem like he's got an ulterior motive.
Right. Also, I've always thought it was really interesting, like, for people who don't want their kids to be a focal point,
mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift did a song that features their daughter. And when she did that song, I think it's on Folklore. It might be on Evermore. It doesn't matter. It's on one of those albums. She did the rounds and like talked about their daughter, which is a weird roundabout backdoor way of getting attention for your kids.
Yeah.
And centering them in the conversation.
Oh, for sure. But I imagine they're, I mean, celebrities and how they deal with their children. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you're either all in or you're not.
Right.
And you can clearly tell who wants their children to stay on whatever journey, because despite saying you don't, are we privileged to see your children, mm-hmm. or are they doing things that are in the business? Because that tells us more than what you're actually saying.
Right. Thank you for those blind items, Holly.
Yeah.
When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, we need to get the Cobra Gang together. We have a weird mystery to solve, and I have to be perfectly honest. I have absolutely no idea even where to start to All find right. out whose baby feet are on what? Shailene Woodley's Instagram story.
Why has she got baby feet?
Thank you. We'll try to talk about it when we come back after this on My Talk 107.1. Thank you, Holly. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Hello.
And Holly, can we please get the Cobra Gang together?
Whenever there's trouble, without the double, we're the Cobra Gang. If you've got the crime, we've got the time. We're the Cobra Gang.
Okay. If you want to play the home game, all you need to do is just go to Instagram and go to Shailene Woodley's stories. I put the first link is that on our show planning sheet. Click on that and tell me what you see immediately when you go to her story.
Okay, hold on.
Click and
I have to log view. In and then I'm going to get like a
then you have to do like the code and the code. Whole nine yards. Okay.
I like security is very important
it
to
is.
Me these days, especially since I know people who've had their accounts stolen.
It's true. It's absolutely true. Everybody, two-factor identification is key when it comes to your social media.
All right. So now that I am logged in,
mm-hmm. yep.
I am heading to
Shailene Woodley.
Viewing,
what?
Some feet.
Yeah, some feet, but they're not just any feet. What kind of feet are those?
Those are baby feet.
Baby feet.
Or just a very, very wee individual.
They're baby feet, and there's like a hand holding a couple of baby feet. That's really all it is. It's a black and white photo, and there is no explanation whatsoever. Huh, that's weird. She posted this 17 hours ago. Can somebody do the math on that? That would have been like what? Like yesterday afternoon, right?
Mm-hmm.
17 hours ago?
Yep.
Yeah, roughly.
Just a pair of baby feet. That's it. Now, we're not the only ones who think that's a little bit weird. Somebody posted on Dumois, which is a celebrity blind item, blind detective type community on social media.
Yeah.
posted a picture of these baby feet on Shailene Woodley's story and said, extra sus, posting on the same day of Munn and Mulaney's announcing. Whose baby is this? Is this hers and Aaron's? Now, why do we care about Shailene Woodley and Olivia Munn and John Mulaney? Anyone?
Well, I mean, what's the connection again?
Who's Olivia Munn's ex?
Aaron Rodgers.
Correct.
Yeah. So she's trying to get all up in that.
So that's like one of the assumptions is that she posted that like in response to the fact that her fiance's ex-girlfriend is pregnant. But that doesn't seem like, I don't understand that. Well, then some people are thinking, did she and Aaron Rodgers have a baby?
But I mean, that seems highly unlikely.
Surprise!
Right?
But, I mean, this whole relationship that it is surprising. You know, nothing is impossible. It just seems like maybe she just wants everyone to talk about it.
Well,
which is what we're doing.
And,
so.
By the way, yes, I was going to say mission accomplished. While I was over at her Instagram, I decided to just take a peek at some of her other posts.
I imagine it's very random as I navigate my way there as we speak.
My word. She does Instagram lives with her astrologer.
Okay.
Which is fine. But they're long and she gets really into it. She does Instagram live with a woman by the name of Shante Kali, who does makeup and skincare.
Okay.
She's like, but it's like ramshackle. So it's not as like curated as some celebrities do when they do their spawn con.
Well, she is a ramshackle celebrity,
yes,
in the sense that like she's always been known since she was, you know, a wee actress and celebrity for kind of just being on the fringe or on the edge, a little avant-garde, a little atypical of your traditional Hollywood celebrity, although she's still a celebrity, but an actress. But because we'd always, I think in the past, we always pointed out Shailene Woodley because she'd say something a little
off,
out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
like about eating clay. Dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I tell you what you're not going to see?
Babies?
On her Instagram? No, babies, no, except for the random baby feet on her story. Think a little bit more obvious. What else do I not see that
Aaron
I
Rodgers.
Should see? Zero.
But who does that remind you of?
Sam Asghari.
Sam Asghari.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's literally nary a whiff.
Nary a photo.
Of her fiance, Aaron Rodgers. And yet here we are to believe that the baby feet that she posted in her stories were in response to Aaron Rodgers announcing, or, I'm sorry, Olivia Munn, Aaron Rodgers' ex, announcing that she's pregnant with John Mulaney's
baby. And a weird
baby.
Meme about a cat riding a goose.
It's so weird, you guys.
Yeah.
But we are locked in. We've got our eyes on you.
We'll keep our eye on you,
Shailene Woodley.
If that indeed is your real name,
mm-hmm.
It's probably not.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we have to talk about Drew Barrymore and her intersection
Drew,
with
honey.
Britney Spears. After this on My Talk 107.1.